USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis has very little leadership, the President Trump era remain in Mexico policy was put back into place by the Supreme Court. Mexico once again agreed to the policy and was implemented on Monday. National Border Patrol Counsel Brandon Judd on Fox News says the policy will deter illegal immigration.
If the migrant protection protocols are implemented properly, the moment we started sending people back to Mexico, people stopped coming because they're not going to give criminal smugglers thousands of dollars just to be sent back and have to wait in Mexico.
President Biden will teleconference Russia's Vladimir Putin today. Biden's people are saying he will tell Russia's leader invading Ukraine would have a terrible cost. It should be noted back under the Obama administration, Vice President Biden was a part of lawmakers that allowed Russia to invade portions of Crimea without repercussions in 2014. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As crime in American cities is reaching high levels, attacks on our police officers have also risen to high levels.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000, and then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. Four.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
December 7th, 1941 was 80 years ago today. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach that is infuriating some Americans across the country.
I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe, they can keep their customers safe, they can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now. And for some reason now, all those people that were heroes, Joe Biden and now the mayor of New York City doesn't have the confidence in them to do what they did for so long.
Back when My Body, My Choice was the calling cry for women around the world, things have certainly changed. The U.S. Supreme Court continues debating on the future of abortion access nationwide. Justices recently heard oral arguments over a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. The law is trying to protect the voiceless children from being terminated. Pro-abortion groups say the government gets no say to regulate a woman's body. Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, on Sunday said he believes it's about time abortion laws be turned back over to the states. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, said the best way to protect abortions would be to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.